Thanks for listening to our Cambridge Breakfast podcast. Remember, you can subscribe with Radio Player or your favourite podcast app and never miss an episode. And don't forget to join us live on Cambridge 105 Radio, weekday mornings from 7.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
10 past 8 now, and we were talking Student Action Week last week. We met Hillsrow students Phoebe and Ben, who were taking part in Student Action Week. Damien Reeve from Unlock, who's been helping them effect change. They are back in the studio a weekish later?
Yeah,
that's right, isn't it? Welcome back. Thanks for coming in again. So tell us, remind us of your projects.
We had about 3 days to raise money for a chosen charity, and in the whole cohort we split off into smaller groups of about 10 people, with an aim to raise about 30,000 as a whole cohort. Everybody did different projects throughout the week, and we all did really well, I think, in terms of, you know, organisational planning and everything like that. So
excellent. So yeah. That was my next question. I wanted to say, how did you get on? Not just maybe tell us the final amount that you've raised, if you know, after. Yeah. Tell us everything. Just tell us what happened.
So we came into school on the Monday and we were introduced to the concept and kind of what we mm-hmm. had to do. On that day, that's when we split off into our groups and devised a plan and, you know, how we were going to execute the plan throughout the week and came up with the charities. And then from then, it was just kind of go, go, go.
So remind us both of your projects. You first, Phoebe, and then Ben. What were you what did you set out to do?
So my group was raising money for the Sumatra and Orangutan Society, and we decided to do the majority of our fundraising on the Thursday. So we were selling bracelets and tropical drinks, turned out, on the Thursday, which actually, yeah, did
was
really
that a
well.
Late addition to the plan?
It was, right. Yeah. We thought it was quite a nice day on Thursday, so we thought, well, people might enjoy a nice tropical drink, so...
Yes, today you'd have to go out with some hot chocolate, I suppose, instead.
Yeah, so I was raising money for Kiddie Support Scheme, which is a charity that helps support young people with access to education in Uganda. And we did stuff like a cake delivery service, which I think was exceedingly popular. We did photo shoots, and I did a sponsored 65-kilometre cycle from my house to London.
Oh my goodness.
It was extremely tiring, and I couldn't walk after it. But, you know, it was worth it.
How long did that take you?
Honestly?
Yes.
Honestly, about 5 hours. Oof. With kind of breaks included, with a headwind.
Oh, so with a headwind.
I'm kind
as well.
Of happy with that.
That's
actually five hours.
Good.
5 hours is not bad at all. Sometimes
at all.
It takes a couple of hours on the train.
Yeah, well, exactly.
That's not all he did, though, because in a few of the presentations on Friday, Ben was popping up in many selfies from other groups that I found while he was walking around town after the interview last week.
Yeah, I mean, the whole point of Social Action Week is to enact change, and it's a competition to kind of get people's mind focused, but actually it's all about helping charities. So I was happy to, you know, kind of go along and do some busking in Cambridge and help with some other groups, because that's what it's all about.
That sounds good. How did the group as a whole get on? Not just Phoebe and Ben, but some of the other students.
Yeah, I mean, they absolutely smashed it, if I'm totally honest with you. You know, from the word go, their organisation skills were amazing. You know, and that's what Unlock and Hills Roads Partnership's all about. It's about building up that employability skills, trying to get them out there. So everything that they did was, you know, just unbelievable. We had... I would probably say the majority of the students came in on the Friday and to do their presentation. A few were held up in different traffic situations and stuff like that that I got messages about. But overall, you know, the attendance was fantastic, and they actually raised £26,435, of which we had a lot of that in change, and it was quite hard to carry. So,
I wouldn't want to be the teller at the bank when that lot was...
Yes, no, we feel sorry for whoever... They dropped it off.
That is an amazing amount of money to raise in quite a short amount of time. I mean, did you... like, I'm very impressed with that. That's crazy.
And that's a tremendous amount, yeah. Actually. But how many students were taking part altogether?
It was, I think, about 1,200, I believe.
Right.
I might be wrong with that figure. But last year's students raised, I think it was 19,500, but there were 20% less of them. So we did set these guys the target to try to get 24,000, which obviously they've smashed and you know, gone over that target. So they've done tremendously well, to be honest with you.
That's really good. And how did you feel about it? What was... ghastly phrase coming up. What was your number one takeaway from all of this?
Well, I guess it's those interpersonal skills. So we're working with people in our tutor groups who we may not have spoken to in a while. We may not have them in our subject classes. So it's always nice to work with different people, but also know that you're all working to a common goal. Mm. So that was.
Oh, so I'm intrigued by this now. Were you sort of forced to work with people who weren't necessarily your friends or your regular classmates?
Yeah. So it was in our tutor groups. We meet up in our tutor groups once a week anyway. But you don't necessarily know them as well as the people in your classes. Mm. So it's always nice having an extra element of not knowing the people too well. So you've got to know some more people as part of the week as well.
Yeah. Phoebe, how did you find it?
Yeah, I completely agree. And also working with the public, it can be quite... Mm. I mean, I think all of us have been in the situation where we've been approached by someone in public with a bucket full of money. And a lot of us kind of divert, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, just working with people that, like Ben said, that we don't necessarily know very well to achieve a common goal in the public, it can be quite scary. Mm. But yeah, just really building.
Because not everybody can do it. It's quite interesting. I'm perfectly happy to sit here and talk to, you know, people on the radio. Please don't send me out with a bucket. Yeah. I absolutely hate it.
Yeah. The dreaded bucket.
Yeah, it's awful. You can't even shake the thing anymore. Yeah. So you just have to stand there and point to it and all that sort of stuff, and it just doesn't work.
I guess, did your sort of style change for the first time that you went up to somebody with your little bucket in your hand? You're just as timid as the person who's like receiving you, and then by the end, you kind of go, oh, I know that you're freaking out, so I know how to not make this so intimidating. So...
Yeah, definitely. We found that instead of just completely asking for money, we'd ask for voluntary donations in return for, you know, a drink or a bracelet or whatever.
And
that created a kind of sense of obligation with the public. They were kind of like, oh, like I could take a drink, but I really do need to donate. So, yeah, just small kind of tactics like that. And then building up our confidence, it really helped.
And the presentation element on the Friday, that's a whole another skill again, isn't it? Did you sort of like nominate the person who you thought is the best in standing up in front of an audience to do that?
Well, we all, as a group, I'm not sure about, but I think...
Yeah, we all had to take an active part in the presentation.
Also, no hiding place.
No hiding place. But it helped everybody to kind of, because some people may not have done, again, presentation before. Yeah. So it's, for someone like me who's had to do this for the World Scout Jamboree and raise a lot of money, I'm used to this. But for people who aren't used to it, it's been a fantastic experience. And I know from speaking to lots of my colleagues that they've got a lot out of it.
Mm. Damien, what sort of skills have they've now got, having done all this stuff, which are genuinely transferable either to... future education, to fundraising projects, or maybe even the workplace as well?
Yeah, well, I think, as Phoebe was saying, you kind of get that rejection from people as well. I think that's one of the most key things, to be able to build up that ability to have a rejection hit you and then still keep going and have that courage, that confidence to keep going, as well as obviously, you know, being able to do presentations, working as a team, project management, etc., in such a short period of time, because we are a bit harsh. We give them 3 days to really push it. They've got the Monday, they get told about it, and then by Friday they're presenting, so they've got all of that time to do it, and it's really important that they use that as that pressure kind of test for them to put all those skills to action pretty quickly.
Mm. It sounds a great project. So what happens next? You're going to carry on and do some of the fundraising or the causes that you've been working on as part of the Action Week?
Yeah, hopefully it will kind of inspire people and the students to kind of, you know, further take part in fundraising and charity work in the future. It's definitely built up those skills enough, I think, for us to do it again. So, I'm not sure about next year's Year 12s, but hopefully they can... beat our goal.
The target will be to beat that 24,000 odd that you managed.
26.
26.
That's the thing, isn't it? 26.
So they've
got pressure. Yeah, 2020 have got some pressure, but I'm sure we'll be able to support them even better next year, because each year, you know, this is the second year that Unlock have done this, building that partnership with Hills Road to really, you know, progress them in this area, and it's really important that we keep doing that, and each year we will strive to make it even better.
All right, well, thank you all very much for coming in. Good work. That's very good indeed. So thanks to Phoebe and to Ben from Hills Road. Is it holidays now, or what? So what? Or have you actually got some work to do as well?
Yeah, we're back at college, but our open evenings are on the 24th and 25th of June.
24th, 25th of June. So those are for the ones who want to come next year.
Want to come and beat our social action target.
Challenge if ever there was one. And Damien Reeve as well from Unlock. Thanks all very much. Cambridge 105 Radio.